time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening, everybody, on this gorgeous Wednesday night. We finally have a decent evening for weather. And you
and here we
ladies,
are inside.
What's right? that?
And here we are inside.
And you three ladies are cooped up inside tonight. So
there's worse places to be.
There are.
We welcome in the studio Miss Megan Wendell, Keisha Willman, and Amy Wendell from the Fort Recovery Jubilee Committee. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
You'll want to move the arms around to where you are.
And, we're good.
Well, it's much better if you're right on the microphone, so
yes,
people can actually hear what you're saying.
So we are kind of in the home stretch of preparing for the 2023 Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee.
Yep.
So what number Harvest Jubilee is this, Megan?
288. We were discussing this earlier.
Say with confidence.
He wasn't supposed to put me on the spot. I think this is year 10. This is a joke.
For you.
Year 10.
I honestly don't remember, yeah. Jack.
No, that's fine. But let's start with the date. When is it?
It starts Wednesday, June 14th. And then ends on Sunday, June 18th.
Fantastic. And again, I think a lot of the setup is the same as we've had in years past, correct?
Yeah.
Just pull it on over to you.
It starts with the Taste of Town on Wednesday on the Brick Street, so that's always a good time.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So you three ladies are here as part of the members of the committees that plan this, correct?
Yeah, we're part of the Jubilee Committee. We're always looking for new members. But also on the Jubilee Committee are Jenna and Joe Wilson.
And are each of your husbands involved, too?
Absolutely.
So,
the week of the
one of them
up,
won't
the
be mentioned said, sure.
Yeah.
The week of, they're a big help.
They do the heavy lifting, that's for sure.
Okay, so let's talk about the planning for an event like this. Okay? When does it start?
Doesn't stop.
Yeah, I think during the Jubilee last year, we had a notebook in the headquarters that said, we should do this next year, we should do that next year.
And at the end of it, you have like a after-action review, and you talk about what worked, what didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and like we have a monthly meeting. Well, we wrap up the Jubilee in August where everybody is welcome to come, voice their opinions, and then we start.
Divide the money up.
Yep, figure out where the money is being donated to. Everybody is welcome to these meetings. We encourage them because we love new ideas. Just being a small committee, we can't always think of everything ourselves.
Without a doubt. Before we talk about what's new this year, let's take a break, come back, and talk about like the upcoming year. And I know there's some new activities that'll be pretty cool. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. fast, delicious, home-cooked meals, lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
The CIO Design's annual Brick Street Market is coming up on Saturday, April 29th from 10 to 2 on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery. This will be a hometown craft and food fair featuring local merchants, vendors, crafters, and food trucks. If you're looking for some unique gifts and decor, this is where you want to be. And if you're a vendor and would like to show off your business to the public, please contact them at theta.zeta.fortrecovery@gmail.com or contact Mindy Wendell at 419-733-2541. You don't want to miss this fun event, the CIO Desai's annual Brick Street Market, held right here in downtown Fort Recovery on Saturday, April 29th from 10 to 2. Fort Recovery Public Library will be hosting Roz's Puppets this coming Saturday from 10 to noon at Krenning Park in downtown Fort Recovery. There will be several fun shows each hour from 10 to noon this Saturday, so while you're doing your shopping at the CIO Desai's Brick Street Market, your kids will be enjoying this fun event at Krenning Park if the weather's good, or in the library if it's not. This will be a fun time this Saturday for both you and your kids. You can find some great homemade crafts at the CIO Desai's Brick Street Market, and the kids can enjoy Roz's Puppets Puppet Show with shows several times each hour from 10 to noon. Come to downtown Fort Recovery this Saturday for all the fun.
We're back. Insight. Talking to the Jubilee Committee for 2023, Megan Kijianimi. And so let's, you know, when you think about, like, a five-day event, okay, there has to be a boatload of planning that goes into that.
Yeah, there's a ton of planning, but it's not all meetings. When it comes to getting our bands and our entertainment, we don't willy-nilly that. We go out and do the research. So as a committee, we put in the time, we travel if necessary, just to make sure we're bringing the best entertainment that we can.
Yeah, good. Well, so how do you determine how much you spend on bands or, you know?
So Kurt and I are actually the treasurers of the Jubilee, so we get to take in all the sponsorship money. We let everybody know every month how much sponsorship money we do have, and then from there we kind of decide for entertainment-wise what we can spend.
Fantastic. So the sponsorships are all local businesses, I assume.
Yep. On our brochure that's going to be sent out here in the next week or so, there's gobs of sponsorships. So Cheeseman, Trucking, Cooper Farms, and First Financial Bank, they're our platinum sponsors. They give a lot of money.
Well, and I know in a lot of cases, companies will not only donate you money towards it, but a lot of times they'll donate trailers, or they'll donate shavings, or they'll donate propane, or whatever you might need, you know. So it's incredible when it comes to an event like this, exactly how big of a role those local businesses play.
Yeah, we couldn't do it without them. Fort Recovery businesses definitely are the bread and butter of this event, but also surrounding communities. We have people from all the area towns that make a point to donate, so we can bring the best event to you. This year, we have some new donors, new sponsors that we never had before, so that was exciting to see those come in.
So, you name a couple of the new ones.
Loiker's Insurance is new this year, along with...
I put you on the spot.
Right!
A folder equipment, yes. Sales is a new one, oh, this cool. year.
Yeah.
Megan's so proud that she found that.
I know an answer.
I looking for it, too.
So,
Affolders is, they're out of Bern, I believe.
Yes.
And
Eric Albers
is one of their main guys.
And he actually helps us out a lot. He orders all the food for the lunch stand for us. So
wow.
He takes a big undertaking.
That's not surprising. I just didn't realize he had time to do that. Yeah. He's the kind of person that would be very happy to help things like that.
Yep. Yeah, he is.
Yep. Yeah. So you know, when you talk about some of the new stuff, okay, what's a couple of the new things that we've got planned this year?
There's a list full. I feel like there's a lot of new things this year.
So we're going to have a little Mr. and Miss Jubilee this year, and going to be ran/sponsored by Cedar and Main, Sunshine Boutique, and a Salty Haven.
Awesome.
I was going to say, my daughter thinks she's going to win because she's going to dress up as Dolly Parton.
Awesome.
So in order to be a candidate for Little Miss Jubilee and Mister, what's the age groups?
You're too old, Jack. So
no,
am
I think Jack Sogler is the perfect age.
There's two different categories, right?
There is two different categories. Yes, the first age group will be 2 to 4, and the second age group is 5 to 7. So the reason Elsie is dressing up is you either they're aiming to have you dress up as what you want to be when you grow up or your favorite person. And there's going to be information.
I'm not sure what that is yet for her. But.
There's going to be information on how to pre-register on either the Jubilee Facebook page or our website. And all that info on how to get there will be on the brochure that is being sent out.
Fantastic. From a timing standpoint with the brochure, with the Facebook page, like, when will those be sent? I mean, we're probably pretty close.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
Yes, we're waiting on the final copy to be sent to us.
Fantastic. So, that's one new thing, the Mr. and Miss Jubilee.
Definitely have to talk about the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament. That is a huge new thing we have this year. It's getting excitement. Literally across the nation. We have a gentleman from, I believe, Los Angeles registered to play.
Yep.
How cool is that?
Perry Hall really helped us with that one.
Yeah.
Yep, that's his thing.
Oh, yeah, he is owning it, and we're appreciative.
Yeah, and I believe that just recently they changed it so 16 with parental consent can also participate. It was 18 and over. And there were, I understand, a lot of high school kids that wanted to get in that, and they weren't all 18. And so it's gone down to 16 with written parental consent, I believe.
So where will this, so is this on the track, or where's this at?
Well,
should just do it on the bridge over the Wabash.
That would be dangerous.
Yeah.
We are shooting to have it over on the Jubilee side. We've discussed having it on the softball side or on the Jubilee side, but we've had some changes this year that is going to free up a little bit of space, so we think we're going to be able to have it on the Jubilee side.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
and what day is that, and what times of day and all that? I'm assuming Saturday afternoon.
It is maybe? Saturday afternoon. Pre-registration. Well, you need to pre-register. That info is also on our website. But the 10 a.m. is when, like, you'll register the day of the event, get your team signed in.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is anybody wanting a team, We would love to have you out there because we're really excited to see this one take off.
Yep. So what about some like an individual or two?
I don't know if anybody's seen this, but I think Neil, Jack, and Rocker just signed up a team.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
that's great.
Well, that'll be good. We can play one, and we won't have to play anymore. Yeah. But
we do have one local team that has signed up, like Cody Feely and mm-hmm. some of them guys. Ethan
yeah.
Here.
So if there's some, if there's like an individual that doesn't have a team, can they, and they'll kind of, I'm assuming Perry will kind of sort all of that stuff out. I'm yeah. assuming he's going to do most of that.
He's calling them free agents.
Awesome.
He would be a great guest for either us or Sports Talk.
Yes.
To get on.
Yes. You know, Bubba has talked about that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's talked with Perry about it, but I know
think that he has maybe Bubba and Harold calling one of the games on Saturday.
Yes.
Championship
game. Yeah. So. And part of that is since, you know, like several, like 20 years ago, Harold and I announced the Indiana, Ohio, Michigan tractor polls, not having a clue what we're talking about. And it was, people loved it. You know, we just had no clue what we were talking about, and that's kind of what it's going to be with this. And then Perry's going to come up and kind of, after they get done, and explain to them what all they did wrong. So yeah, it's not like a real life thing on TV. It's like it's Bubba and Fee, mm-hmm. and they don't know nothing about dodgeball except stay away from it. So and it's going to be one of those funny things.
So how is this dodgeball much different than what we played in school?
It looks the same, but they look a lot more athletic.
Yeah.
Now, these guys are serious.
Yes, they are.
Well, I know that, you know, Perry and the guys that he has, you know, videos of, I mean, that's a major ball throwing there.
Yeah, I don't want no part of that.
Yeah.
That ain't me.
But I think part of the idea of this is to, you make it local and to get some local teams and to just kind of have fun with it, right?
Yeah.
Well, cool.
You know, Perry loves it, and he wouldn't like anything more than to have all the people around here like it too. So
yeah, we'd like to show our FR talent to these outsiders. Yeah. So sign your teams up, guys.
So, what other new stuff we got?
Sure, we have a Jungle Island petting zoo coming. They're going to bring some animals.
Jungle, so like boa constrictors and lions?
Crocodiles.
And crocodiles.
I think like kangaroos and
camels.
Yeah, camels. Oh, are on there. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, another one I'm excited about. So we've had to give up the duck races for
bird flu.
Yes. Yeah. So we are going to try something new this year, the turtle races. And we actually have 10 turtles that will be racing. And we decided as a committee we should sponsor each of these turtles out. So if somebody wants to purchase one, they can. And in a matter of...
We posted that Friday night, and by Saturday morning when we woke up, they were all spoken for.
Yes.
Really?
All 10 of them.
That's pretty good.
Cool.
So stay tuned for the names.
Yeah. You're not allowed to tell us now?
Not everybody's given us their names yet.
Oh, like the names of
the turtles.
Turtles.
The turtles, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
They did get naming right, so yes. I'm sure yep. they're all trying to figure those out. We also have a character artist coming this year for the kids or anyone, but that should be super fun.
Is that like,
which will be free for kids.
That's one of those things that they do caricatures of somebody?
Yeah. Yes.
Huh, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
That will be from 12 to 4 on Saturday.
The sponsors for that is the merchants and the chambers, so they're sponsoring that event.
Perfect. That's good.
And that's during like the kids' day. That
it's actually going to be on Saturday afternoon, which we're going to do a few different things on Saturday afternoon to try to get people there. Yeah.
Our kiddie day is actually Thursday night
now. Yep.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yep. So I tell you what, let's take a break and come back and talk about that whole lineup, because with kids, you know, so we've got the Taste of Fort Recovery, we've got Kids Day, we've got all kinds of stuff. So let's come back.
We're going to go back they're going to tell us what's going on Thursday, Friday, all those kind of things.
Yes.
So make sure you make good notes.
I always make really good notes.
Yeah, you won't need it because the brochure is coming out.
That's right.
That's right.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at KlingchernAndSons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. This year's promenade will take place Friday, April 28th at 6 p.m. at the Fortsite Fieldhouse, and the doors will open at 5:15. As always, the public is invited to the promenade, and this year you will enter through the Commons area. This year's King candidates are Vion Wing, Landon Post, Daniel Patch, Ethan Evers, and Jacob Hartke. This year's Queen candidates are Nung Do, Lydia Brunswick, Taylor Will, Elena Will, and Faith Wendell. The public is invited to stop by the Fortsite Fieldhouse on Friday evening, April 28th at 6 o'clock for the promenade. Doors open at 5:15. Please enter through the Commons area.
Getting these girls all liquored up here. So please stay tuned the last 15 minutes of this show because it's going to get interesting. You just have that feeling.
They're on their seventh shot of Fireball.
There you go.
Each.
Woohoo!
So I tell you what. You know, there's always a lot of moving parts to this. And we talk about the extensive work that you do figuring out the right bands to get and stuff. Well, I think the same thing is true of ride companies. And I hear you've had some minor issues. Is that a good thing to say, Megan?
No, I'd call it major because this has been a little bit of a stressor for us.
Yeah.
So we have, I would say for the past 12 years, have had Otterbacher Rides and Amusements. And we have been trying to contact him on a weekly basis, different numbers, different
since
people.
January.
Yeah, since January, like contacting him, trying to, haven't heard anything back. And then we got word that his girlfriend that helped run it had passed away. And but he still, like when we would reach out and he still wouldn't answer. So we kind of found out from some other carnival ride companies that he's probably not going to be coming. So short notice, we called around a bunch of places. And I mean a bunch of places. And we have Cincinnati Circus Company coming in, and he's bringing inflatables and some mechanical rides.
Yep.
And he has offered, since this is going to be all new, he has offered to, on Kitty Day, have $10 pre-sale tickets, and for the whole entire weekend, $30 pre-sale tickets.
So, $30 to do all this the whole weekend.
The whole entire weekend.
Not each day.
Not each correct. Day. That Ooh. Is correct, yes.
So that's something we haven't been able to get through Otterbacher,
right.
Even though we tried and tried. So that's definitely a benefit. This should be more affordable. Hopefully more families can be more active in that and take advantage of it.
So we hope to be down this weekend at the Brick Street Market with the sorority selling chicken dinner tickets, which is also a pre-sale thing, and selling these ride company tickets.
You say that's going to be this Saturday?
At the Brick Street Market.
Market.
Yep. Yeah. So, and then, oh, sorry, what?
So did he give you any idea as far as how many?
not
inflatable rides or whatever?
Not yet, because we're still working on the logistics of it. Maybe he's wanting some, like he can, the more people we can get help to volunteer work the inflatables, the more he can bring in. So we're kind of working on that.
And I know JR did volunteer to work Friday night for the inflatables, which is really nice of them. And then the Sawyer Overman Benefit ladies are going to work Thursday night for that. So we're really just looking for somebody on Saturday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So if any of you are out there and you're looking for the opportunity to get involved, and it's really to just make sure that you know, kids don't run into each other when they're on these inflatables. It's, you know, no different than having a family picnic to a certain extent when it comes to watching this.
The inflatables that they're bringing are like the obstacle course and slide and one that you ride or something. I don't know.
They look fun. The only requirement is you have to be 16 or older to be able to help watch it.
So did you say 16?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it would be an opportunity for some youth group to get involved.
Community service hours would be big on that, yes.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Last year after the Jubilee, there were several people who came to the meeting asking how they can be involved, what they can do. This is a perfect way to be involved for a couple hours, but not have to commit yourself to the whole weekend.
Yeah.
So by all means, reach out. We can put you to work.
And we would consider a donation to a charity if that would get you guys to help out with doing it.
So is the National Honor Society listening, or the FFA, or the business group, FCLA, whatever that is? I can't remember what the initials are, but any of those things would be, you know, this is a great opportunity for, or if you just have a bunch of buddies and you're not, it's not actually an organization, a baseball team, basketball team, football team, do you have to be 16? So it could be parents, but so those are ways that you can get involved, and it's not a lot of work. It's probably, that is probably going to be a lot of fun.
It would be easy work.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to boss kids around.
Yeah. So teachers.
Right.
There you go. So let's talk about the things from a chronological order standpoint. And we will start with Wednesday night, which is, I think, everybody's almost favorite night of all week.
Oh, the merchants set us up very good. It's a fun kickoff to the weekend. Everything's out on the Brick Street, which is very central, super, super fun. We're bringing back the beer and wine tasting. They're also bringing in the Taste of Fort Recovery. Once again, we're bringing back the rain gauge raffle in hopes it works as well as it did last year.
It worked pretty well last year.
At keeping the rain away. Yeah, so that'll be there. The Sunburners, they're always fun. They're a blast. They're coming back. And this year, we're going to keep going with the 50-50 drawing. We had a lot of fun with that last year, so we're going to keep that going.
So do you already have the vendors lined up for...
That's actually all the merchants.
Merchants do that. That is not technically, it kicks off the Jubilee, but the Jubilee committee gets to actually enjoy that instead of doing stuff. Although they're
going to take care of the beer and the money.
Yep.
Fantastic. So, so we don't necessarily know which local wineries will be there, which craft beer.
No, haven't seen that.
No.
Yep. Okay. That's why you go around all these wineries all around the country is try to recruit them, right?
I can give them a list.
You're supposed to be doing that when you go to these wineries and explain to them that they need to be there. But I think in the past they've had three or four wineries and one or two of the craft beer things, plus the regular beer stand with the, you call it American, but domestic beers, yeah.
Yeah. So that's Wednesday. Let's talk about Thursday.
So Thursday is Cooper Kitty Day. They always have lots of activities for the kids to do. We appreciate them for coming. Without them, it would be not as fun, I guess. And then the Right to Life is going to bring back the diaper derby. That's going to be at 7 o'clock again. Last year, I think Dee Greaseup kind of heads that up. She had 12 participants, which is quite a few.
Yep.
They do have to be under one and crawling to do that. So And they can pre-register. That will be, that information will be on the brochure as well. Or you can show up that day and register. And they do have prizes. I know last year they gave a prize to BU Boutique, so that was kind of fun to see that too.
That's awesome.
Then from there, the Little Miss and Mr. Jubilee. And the Racing for Relief actually asked us to move their go-karts to from Friday night to Thursday night, so we're going to have that on Thursday evening now too.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
And those people are such, they're amazing with what they do with their money.
The Racing for Relief is also free for your family to get in.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's free.
Yep.
Good. Well, I tell you what, before we get into the weekend, let's take a quick break, come back and talk about the Friday and Saturday.
There is one more event on Thursday.
Oh, there's
night,
another
actually.
One on Thursday. I jumped the gun.
Two, actually. We have the outdoor movie. We do have an anonymous donor who is going to put some money towards that. They're going to be playing the Sandlot, and it's going to be like a baseball theme, so they're going to have like different baseball, like bubble gum and sunflower seeds and all kinds of stuff for
that's
that.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that should be fun.
Fantastic.
Peanuts
movie
and Cracker Jack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're like, can we do this? And we're like, absolutely. Do whatever you want to do.
That's neat.
And
it's awesome.
To finish the night off, we're going to have Green Sands there, the band. Dean Zeringer, he's local in town here, and he's going to be in that band, so should be fun.
So the movie up at the park, is that like at dusk? Is that the plan? Or
Is that at the...
In the last couple years, it's actually been down at the Jubilee.
Okay.
So people were saying it was too dark up here, and...
Yep. And too far to
kind of walk.
They have to re-park if they're going to drive their kids there. Yeah, so
that makes sense. That'll be at dusk on that night.
So it'll be on the Jubilee grounds.
Yep.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Well, we're going to take a break, come back and talk about Friday and Saturday right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4850.
Has your day been a little crazy? And now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes, and you have a great meal for your family. And of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food. We have one more sports broadcast for you this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow night, the boys will head over to Minster for another big MAC game against the Wildcats. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you all the action live. There will be no Friday or Saturday games this week due to the prom. Head over to Minster tomorrow night to cheer on our Indians, but if you just can't get there in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back.
You know, it, but I got very
some
nervous.
People talk a good game.
I was ready until I wasn't there.
Yeah. So we're back talking to Megan, Keisha, and Amy about the 2023 Harvest Jubilee, and we've touched on Wednesday and Thursday.
Correct.
So let's hit Friday.
Okay.
Well, first of all. Mm-hmm. Historically speaking, What tends to be the biggest night?
I'd say Wednesday night, Taste of the Town.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thursday night for the kids.
But as far as the Jubilee making money, probably Saturday night with beer sales, Friday and Saturday?
I still think probably Wednesday night. So
you do the beer sales. So the Jubilee Committee does get to get the money for the beer sales?
Yes.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, keep drinking that beer up there.
That's right.
Awesome.
So let's talk Friday.
Okay. So to start out the night on Friday, we are going to be opening up with all of our regular everyday events, including... We're really excited to have new updated kiddie stand games for the Jubilee this year. The FFA AG has been helping us. Art Club has been helping us build new ones, update some. So we're really excited about that.
And those would include what?
Just the stand that's there, that kind of thing, I guess.
Like the games, are you asking?
Yeah.
So there's like a ring toss,
cake stand,
kerplunk thing they'll be making.
Is there like a cake stand too?
That's the junk food stand.
No, that's not kitty. That's not kitty stuff.
Yeah, that's not the kitty stuff. That's ran by Fry.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Got you.
Like a new putt putt golf thing.
A new putt putt golf thing. I'm trying to think of all the games.
Classic there's duck like, pole.
Yep. 10
of them.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're really excited because some of them games were needing updated.
Yep.
And then we're gonna for the prizes for that, we're actually doing like a Chuck E. Cheese type prize, so you can win a big prize instead of just like a tattoo or something
that.
So
cool.
We're excited for that. Megan and I have, and Keisha have been scrounging the clearance aisles everywhere.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So then we'll also have live music to start off the night by Natalie and Hannah. We have the dunk tank going on.
So who is going to be in the dunk tank? Teachers?
Well, Thursday night.
Officials?
Thursday night was teachers. Friday night, last year, we had people volunteered. Thank you.
Volunteered.
like we put something on Facebook and people nominated them and... Pretty much you can't say no, right?
Yeah.
Everyone was a great sport about
it. They were. Then we will have bingo on Friday night. We'll also have the big wheel race, which was something new last year, but it brought in a lot of people. I've never seen that midway so packed in that area.
The
D of I sponsors that. And then we're going to have our first turtle race of the season. That night. And then we also have something new happening on Friday night.
It's turtles. How long are they going to take? Is it going to be a six-hour race?
I sure hope not, because we didn't plan that much time. We also have new an adult haystack hunt that's going to be happening Friday night.
Adult haystack.
Uh-huh. Amy, you want to go on with that one a little more?
Sure. So I saw this idea from one of my brothers. He did it at Toledo. He goes to college up there. And he said that they have, like, straw spread out, and then they have prizes in the straw. And then you would sign up to try to participate at the headquarters. 5 minutes before the event happens, we pull 15 names that can participate. You're going to get a wristband of a certain color. You're going to line up. And the next person, three people go in the straw at a time. The next person has to roll big dice and get a pair, and they knock the person out with the same color wristband. And then they keep going until all the prizes are found.
And then the whole time you're in there, you're just
scrounging. You're just
throwing hay everywhere trying to find those
prizes. So when
prizes.
You find something, after you get knocked out, you have to come tell us so we know that the prize has been found. So,
how cool.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
That sounds fun.
I think that's going to be a good spectator sport.
So then we also have the pie baking contest and auction.
Is Father Ned going to be in it?
I don't know. That's an excellent question. He used to always be.
Yeah.
Beautiful pies.
He usually won.
Put my grandma to shame. Sorry.
And is that sponsored by?
Historical Society.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And then to finish off the night, we're going to have live music by Big Ginger Band.
Big Ginger.
Big Ginger Band.
It's a large red-haired guy. Ginger.
As in ginger. Gotcha.
Yes.
I didn't know.
I'm not sure either. I just said that.
Oh, you just made that.
I actually don't think it is.
I was like, I thought it was his enough research, maybe. I don't know.
Neil, you can't do that
maybe
anymore.
We had a little too much to drink when we did well, research.
Good reason for everybody to go down and see who's right.
That's right. So you had mentioned the Hannah and
Natalie.
Okay, so who is that? Is that a couple local people?
Yeah, so Natalie Yolenhink, she's from St. Henry. Oh. She was kind of doing a solo act thing, yep. But here lately she's been teaming up with Hannah Ranley. So we got them ladies early in the day, so that should be good.
So will they perform like down by the beer stand, or where do they perform?
Yeah, where
well, yeah. We are actually, it's kind of went in our earlier conversation with having a different ride company. We're thinking about maybe switching the setup of the Jubilee.
Gotcha.
So we're not 100% sure where they're going to be, but thankfully it's not that big. I think you're smart enough to find out where they'll be at.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right?
Just listen.
You'll find them. But they will be on a trailer stage that is pulled in. They won't be under the big entertainment tent.
Okay. Got you. Saturday.
Saturday kicks off with the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament. You'll notice throughout...
What time's that start?
Registration starts at 10. But you'll notice we have a lot of QR codes this year. You can use the QR code to register. There's another one for the Jubilee Shop this year. We're doing some merch, as my kids say. We're going to have some Jubilee merchandise for sale to the public. You can pre-order that. That would be preferred.
And the chicken dinners are.
Chicken dinners are on there as well. So they'll be on your brochure also.
So does that include the shirts you guys have on?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm also going to talk to Jenny and Candy about getting the pre-sale ride tickets on there.
Mm-hmm.
So on that shop, you can buy the t-shirts. There's a tank top. There's sweat, like a crew neck sweatshirt, long sleeve shirt, a hat, and then the chicken dinners. Because don't forget, those are pre-sale only. So you can either pick them up at, where is it all at?
The banks in town.
And
you're talking about the tickets.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Banks in Town, Toby's Carryout, and Miracle Lanes. We're kind of jumping ahead on the schedule, though, aren't we?
Well, we have to pre-sale those, so that's all right. Going back to Saturday, though,
going back to the dodgeball, Perry Hall actually just texted Megan and I and said that he has a couple more local teams that are talking to him about getting in. So
I like it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And the registration is at 10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
And it starts at noon, or...?
I think he wants to start it pretty much right away after 10 o'clock because you have to be pre-registered. So once you get your name, we'll be starting that.
Fantastic.
Yep. 10 o'clock on Saturday kicks off the softball tournament on the other side there.
Yep. And that'll also be going on Thursday night, Friday night.
Yes. We didn't mention that, but it's Thursday night, Friday night. Correct.
And Saturday. Yeah.
Correct. Saturday is the day for the Jungle Island Petting Zoo. I don't know if anyone's brought a kangaroo to 4 Recovery before. Neil?
I have not seen one.
Okay. Well, might be the first.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, have you ever eaten kangaroo?
I don't think so.
I would recommend not because it makes me jumpy.
We're just going to let that
I out. Told you the last 15 minutes. The last 15 minutes were going to get interesting.
Well, that's what happens when you... She just had her 10th shot of Fireball.
Yeah, there you go.
Also new this year, Mercer Health is sponsoring a fun run
She
for the
couldn't
kids.
Wait to tell that.
Yeah.
Sarah Collig has stepped up in a big way, helping us out with a fun run for the kids to keep them involved as well.
They're going to meet up at the Ambassador at the amphitheater up here and do some stretches and then run down to the Jubilee with her.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that should be fun.
That's a neat idea.
Yeah. We also have kitty tractor pulls this year, so...
Sponsored by K&L.
Yeah, K&L helped.
And the National Tractor Pull Association will be the ones bringing in...
The equipment.
The tractor and the sled.
Yeah.
They're not going to have to use the real sled, are they? That's going to be a little tough for the kids.
I don't think so.
That's good.
We're also having the poker run again this year. Also new this year, we're having kids' backyard games. That's being run by the 4-H. They volunteered to help us with that. So those are kind of the things you think of when you think of playing in the backyard or like old field. Yeah, field day games, things like that is what I think of.
So that's going to kind of go on from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and then we're going to do a kiddie haystack find at 3 o'clock to kind of end.
Now, the backyard games, they can just show up. There's no registering or don't have to do anything there. There's no fee, just show
correct.
Up.
And it's
show
another,
up and have fun.
Yeah, another free activity for kids, just to help burn some energy and have some fun downtown with their friends.
Awesome.
Friso's going to have their junk food stand. The Girl Scouts are going to have the lemonade shake-ups. From 1 to 5, we have the vendor event. If anyone's interested in that, just reach out to us on Facebook or Jessica Kramer. She kind of heads that up, and she's always looking for more vendors. So if you're interested and want to get your name out there, that's on Saturday at 1.
So that's kind of like she does 31 and Avon and Lululemon or whatever that other stuff is. I don't know what it is. But
Lululemon, I think is what it was.
So those kind of things.
Sure.
Bob is helping us out again with the antique garden and tractor pulls. We're also going to have the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts bring out their food trailer. That's new to them. They're very excited to bring that down. So be sure you visit that.
Any idea what they're making?
Oh.
It was discussed hot dogs, nachos, and popcorn.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like their popcorn when they have it at the amphitheater and car shows and stuff.
Yeah, we have two acoustic performers this year on Saturday. The early one is going to be Candy Eisenbry from town here.
Candy, yeah.
Yeah, she's getting her name out there. She was at the
Chambers Banquet.
Yeah. She did the music during the while people were eating.
Yeah,
and it was very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, so she's coming out, and then we're having 2 miles till empty back. They were there last year. Again, they're a little later. They'll be there 4 to 8.
So then then we'll also have, the Sons of the Legion gambling tent will be out there.
Yep.
We're going to have bingo again on Friday. On Saturday, same as Friday. Oh, the tractor pulls, should be noted, is at a new time. It's going to be at 2 p.m. this year.
That's is that the garden tractor pull? The antique tractor pull?
The antique and garden tractor pulls,
Oh, they're both, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We also will be having the quarter auction at 7 p.m. Turtle races again. There's 4 different races each night that we'll be having. And at 8, we're going to do the adult haystack hunt again on Saturday. So both Friday and Saturday, they both start at 8. You have to pre-register to get your name drawn for that.
And the turtle race is similar to the duck race, where you'll have people out selling
wind
tickets,
correct.
And
yeah.
You can bet on the turtles.
The WOW has actually offered to help sell tickets for us, so they'll be walking around selling tickets, and they are going to be looking really good in their gear they're wearing. Just throwing that out there.
Okay.
Then to finish off the night, live music will be by 127 North. We'll be having a raffle drawing. The raffle drawing is being moved from Sunday to Saturday this year, so get your tickets earlier this year. And then at 10:45 p.m., we're going to be drawing the winner of the rain gauge raffle.
And
awesome.
So the only real thing on Sunday is the parade and the chicken dinners, correct?
And the Challenger Baseball.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
That is correct. Yes.
Well, why don't you touch on the timing of each of those?
Okay.
Yeah, the parade's going to kick off at 2 o'clock. Pretty much following that, head to the Legion to pick up your chicken dinners. Chicken dinners will be available 3:30 to 5. Again, those are pre-sale. You can get them at the shop or at any of the banks, Toby's or Miracle Lane. Or Saturday.
This Saturday at Brick Street Market.
Oh, this Saturday. Okay.
Yes.
I got so nervous. I was like, that's not.
No, not Saturday.
Saturday at the Brick Street Market.
This Saturday. And then Challenger Baseball will be there from 4 to 8.
Correct.
Approximately, yeah.
Yeah.
They usually have the student game and the alumni game.
Yep.
That's always just, I love that.
Yeah, cool.
It's really neat.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to put a big-ass bow on this, baby.
I love it.
And you kind of make sure that people know where to go for information, where to go if they want to volunteer for stuff.
Where to buy the tickets.
Nope, yep. We aren't going to talk about that.
Okay.
Okay.
Too bad we already did.
We're going to talk
we'll
about
be back.
More.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experience changed within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday, April 29th. They start picking up items very early that day, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up. All mattress and sofa items will require a tag that can be purchased ahead of time at the village office and will not be picked up without a tag. Get your pickup items ready. Spring cleanup day for the village residents will be on Saturday, April 29th, and you will need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real, and it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I've come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI. Not real. Come on.
We're back.
No, Megan, we can't replay it. I begged you to listen to Perry's commercial. She said, that sounded neat. Can you replay that?
Sorry, Perry. Jack was asking me questions. I wasn't listening to your commercial.
Well, you somehow never paid any attention to him before.
So, ladies, you shared a lot of information about the upcoming Harvest Jubilee. And everybody appreciates the work and effort that it takes to put something like this together. So, for the entire town, I want to say thank you to you guys and your hardworking husbands. And Megan, get up off the floor. But no, you know what? And again, I'm sure there's the committee, and then I'm sure there's a lot of other people that are in charge of different stands that, you know, you just know that they'll take care of it.
Absolutely. We just trust them to kind of make it their own and run with it. And that's typically when it turns out the best anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, with the food stand, for a long time that was a band thing, and then so who's in charge of the food stand?
The athletic boosters are in charge of it, so then we have every sports team, they take a different shift and they run it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I want to give you guys an opportunity to kind of fill in the gaps or to reiterate the things that are most important.
I think some of the bigger things are going to be, look for the brochure to be coming in the mail soon. It will have raffle tickets in there that you can either mail back to our P.O. Box 184, or you can bring them down to the Jubilee the weekend of. And I think the biggest thing is going to be, this year we are having the pre-sale ride tickets, and on Thursday, if you buy them pre-sale, they will only be $10 for Kitty Day. Or you can buy a whole weekend wristband for $30. So we will be up at the Brick Street Market this weekend. I'm hoping to get it on our Jubilee store. And I'd like to send it out to the school somehow. We had just found out about this because we've just been in contact with the ride company. And then I want to hit up on the Jubilee store. You can buy shirts there, any sort of Jubilee merchandise, the shirts, the crew neck sweatshirts, hats, pullovers, the chicken dinners. Because chicken dinners are pre-sale, so you'll be able to buy them on the store or at any of the banks, Toby's, Miracle Lanes. Or ask any sorority member.
A lot of time in the past they've had it at Fort Recovery Insurance. Are they going to have some tickets there? Or?
No.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. They usually have a whole bunch of stuff. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
And the chicken dinners are run by the sorority. Mm-hmm. So any sorority member can help you out as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Or you can hit up one of us committee members. And if you have any questions on how to register for any of the events, new or old, you go to the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee Facebook page, or you can go on our website, which is www.fortrecoveryjubilee.com. And that will have all message of our information.
And, and you can message you guys if there's questions. But it'll explain everything.
Yeah, if you have questions, if you want to volunteer for something, if you want to tackle being on the committee, like we said, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
It really does take a village, and a lot of people help out in a lot of ways. But if you're kind of looking for your foot or your footing in the community, I think it's a great way. I was a transplant, but my husband is native. But it helped me get to know a lot of people. So if you're in the same boat as I was, it's worth looking into.
Well, and I tell you what, I don't think there's any doubt that in spite of all the hard work that you three enjoy spending time together and... While
I learned last year that Keisha can drink vodka and it doesn't make her feel like she's drinking.
Yeah, some people say I can't even get drunk on vodka.
Really?
Some people say that.
Well, I have a bottle back there. We can give her a shot. See how we can do before we're into Sports Stop.
Okay. I'm not one to say no.
I'm not one. So, anything else?
No, thanks for having us. This is fun.
Just real quick, go through the bands or the entertainment that you're going to have, because a lot of people are interested in that. So Wednesday, obviously, is Sunburners up here on the street, which technically isn't you guys. But then Thursday, we're having...
Thursday will be from 8 to 11, music by Green Sands, which is Dean Zanger, native of Fort Recovery. Then we will have on Friday live music from 5 to 8 by Natalie and Hannah, and then 8:30 to 12:30 will be live music by Big Ginger Band.
Yep.
And then on Saturday, we will have Candy Eyes and Bri from 1:30 to 3:30. She's also a Fort Recovery local. And then from 4 to 8 is 2 Miles Till Empty, and to finish out the night will be 127 North from 8:30 to 12:30.
In 127 North, after they perform with us, a couple months later, they're going to be at the fair opening for Russell Dickerson. So come check them out before they go there.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, ladies, I tell you what, I really appreciate what you've done. I appreciate you guys taking the time to stop by. I looked at the weather forecast. There's 5 days of nothing but sunshine scheduled.
It's the rain gauge.
Yeah. So
I hope that stays. Now,
you'll be the rain gauge. What your guesses? You'll be stalling them on the Wednesday night.
Yes, on Wednesday night.
Okay, and then
yes, it is Wednesday only to get in on that. We will not be selling it the rest of the weekend.
Okay, and that's the only place you're going to do it, or can they do it online, or can they?
Nope.
Okay, so you need to be
there
at,
or be square
at the Taste of Fort Recovery on Wednesday night. Yep.
Yep.
Awesome.
Well, you know what? We filled up an hour pretty quick, didn't we?
Yeah. That was quick. I didn't realize it was
Well, stay tuned for Rocker. I think, Neil, you have a couple of...
Yep, we'll do a couple of things. We're going to do Perry's his promo so Megan can actually hear it.
Fantastic.
But, we're gonna do that, and we'll be back in just a minute with Rocker. And thank you, girls, for coming.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real, and it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI, not real. Come on.
This year's promenade will take place Friday, April 28th at 6 p.m. at the Fortsight Fieldhouse, and the doors will open at 5:15. As always, the public is invited to the promenade, and this year you will enter through the Commons area. This year's King candidates are Vian Wing, Landon Post, Daniel Patch, Ethan Evers, and Jacob Hartke. This year's Queen candidates are Nung Do, Lydia Brunswick, Taylor Will, Elena Will, and Faith Wendell. The public is invited to stop by the Fortsight Fieldhouse on Friday evening, April 28th at 6 o'clock for the promenade. Doors open at 5:15. Please enter through the Commons area.
We're back.
You can still hear the girls giggling as they go out the door.
I know. They have a good time doing what they're doing. And
they kind of do.
God bless them for doing what they do.
Yep.
Hello, Rocker.
Oh, hi, Jack.
How's it going today?
Well, you know, so we're trying something out, something a little different this time.
So we're going to do like a Rocker's rant?
More like a Rocker commentary.
Rocker commentary. So I've got a couple of commentary items for you.
Oh, good. Okay, shoot.
And I think one of them's probably on your list.
It's a lot of people's ideas. Yeah.
So share your commentary on the Bud Light.
From a PR standpoint, I don't know. I'd love to have been in that meeting where they said, hey, here's an idea. Let's put a guy dressed up as a woman on a can where most of the guys drinking it will say, I mean, you got to know your...
Clientele.
And that's not the clientele.
But I was listening to their director of marketing.
Who's woke.
And she says that Bud Light's got to get with the new age here. That it's no longer a frat thing and she thinks that this is going to work. Now, I think she's out looking for a job right now.
Yeah, she's out pumping gas at Swifties.
So it's like, we talk about that. Give me your Mount Rushmore of bad PR moves.
I watched this the other day. They were talking about the bad, you know, food ideas, you know. Yeah. Well, one of them, which is the guy who decided it was a good idea to change the Coke formula.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Do you want a 20-minute explanation of why they did that?
Can we chop it down to about five?
Maybe. So Pepsi, without telling anybody, made their product sweeter. And Coca-Cola doesn't like that because people like sweeter better. So they decided they were going to add more sugar to theirs, but they made a thing about it. So Pepsi and Coke both got sweeter at about the same time, but Pepsi never said anything. They just quietly did it. So everybody would say, man, this Pepsi tastes really good. So they put more sugar in it, made it sweeter. And so Coke decided to do the same thing, but they wanted to tell everybody about it, and they had a riot. So they should have kept their mouth shut and just went ahead and put more sugar in it.
Hey, Jack, remember when they did that Pepsi challenge thing?
Yep.
Now, see, that was rigged. So they would have a...
One of those companies would rig something? Oh, yeah. No.
So the Pepsi glass would be ice cold. And then Coke's would be, you know, I hate to say the phrase, pee warm.
Mm.
So what would you pick?
I'd probably pick the cold one, Rucker.
Oh, yeah. Most people did. So it's not really what you call market strat. Thank you, Kenny. Kenny's not getting a good. Kenny's getting a good plug in.
Yeah.
Now back to the business.
Oh yeah, yes. The other thing.
That's two of them.
I don't know if you really more of a TV blunder more than anything. The whole two Darrens. When they switched to Darren's.
Well, I don't think they did it on purpose. I think the first guy just said, I want more money, and they said no.
Yeah, I think he got sick.
Yeah, he got sick, I think.
Oh, well, they shouldn't have done that to him. They should have made him sick.
He actually had a really bad back.
Very bad back.
His face wasn't that good either.
No, he... So...
Anyway.
Here's the best part. So, this Bewitched is supposed to be a family show.
Yeah.
So they bring in Dick Sargent. Nice guy, good character actor. Well, of course, years later we find this out that
this is one of the worst. This
you're killing me, Smalls.
Bewitched, switching Larry's.
Darren's, not Darren Larry's.
Larry.
There's no Larry. No Larry's whatsoever. No wonder why.
So what? We almost got to the end of the story, and then Bubba jumped in with Larry.
Yeah, he's killing me. But they find out. Well, Dick Sargent was into the guys.
Hmm.
So yeah.
Hence his name.
That's not very woke of you.
You're not looking at a guy, woke guy. Then fast forward. We get Mr. Brady. Same.
Tom Brady, the football player?
Stay with me. Brady Bunch. And once again,
he was playing.
Let's just say he's playing for the same team.
Oh. Well, they've had a. Gays playing straight people and straight people playing gays.
That's how we got Paul in.
Yeah.
God love him.
What was his role in Bewitched?
Uncle Arthur. Yes. I'm with. Are you really going to challenge me on this?
I was thinking about challenging you. Because there was an old guy, but I think he was a different.
Paul Lynn wasn't that old then.
That was a warlock.
This show feels like a warlock.
Yeah. All right. So So is that your Mount Rushmore of football?
Well, I don't know if we're going to have time for the rest of them.
So give me your favorite rant, your rant of the day.
I don't really have a rant per se. I'm just, oh, well, outside of my pet peeve.
Which is?
Well, now it's, or it still is kind of, when I come up to the stoplight and people turn on their turn signals, and I'm thinking, okay, I gotta wait until this guy comes in. Oh no, let's go pee on straight.
So they turn on their, usually it's the other way around. Now, they don't turn on their turn signals.
If you gotta go straight, don't turn your turn signals on, you moron.
Yeah, and if you are going to turn, turn your turn signals on, you moron. So
it's not rocket science.
You've had the same pet peeve.
Yeah, because
that happens to you all the time.
For 14 years now.
Yeah,
because it hasn't changed. People haven't got any smarter.
I have something. And Bob, I bet you can relate to this. As I get older, I can't open garbage bags.
What?
No. You know, like the white garbage bags that you put into, like, oh, yeah, things like
yeah.
that.
Hey, that ain't that's not a lie. I have troubles with those too. Pretty much got to blow into them to separate them.
I replaced three of them today and had no problems.
Yeah, but you have straps on yours. That's cheap.
How does that help you open them?
Because you can get them.
Oh, I thought you meant unfolding them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, they're folded up into little things.
Yeah, but then you can't open the bags. Huh? That is my new pet peeve, but I think it's because I've lost all feeling in my fingers.
And in your heart.
Rocky, you got anything else?
There was a death.
Celebrity, yes, contest. Harry Belafonte, Mr. Old Deo himself.
No. That's why you did that.
Very good.
I didn't know he died.
Yeah. Hard as a carp.
Hey, how about celebrity birthdays?
Carol Burnett today. 90.
Carol 90. I saw a list recently of actors and actresses that are like between 79 and 82. There's a whole bunch of really famous people that are in that 80 range right now.
Well,
Sylvester Stallone.
Al Pacino just turned 83.
Yep.
Joe Biden.
He's 105.
He's 80.
He's a
president.
Yeah. And nobody's excited about that, by the way.
He is.
He don't know he's there.
So,
Kevin James.
Ooh, the big old tipper himself.
Paul Mart.
Who?
Paul Mart. Paul Blart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Mall cop.
Mall cop.
Mall cop.
So, citizen of the day.
I want to go with a good old-fashioned one on this one. Carlton Rhodes.
Rambo.
The Ram. I like it.
Good choice.
Carlton probably knows more about high school basketball in this county than most people probably in their lifetime.
Yep.
Now, yep. Do I understand most of what he says?
Well, maybe you should have been going to see these players that he was going to see.
Well, most of them were before I was born.
Well.
So it's a little tough.
Then maybe you should have been listening to him earlier.
There's a stretch there where he had probably seen as many basketball games, as many high school basketball games as anybody in a three-county area.
I don't doubt that a bit.
He never paid to get in any of them.
Yeah, he always had a way of getting in for free. Yeah. He's something else. And I've tried some of his tactics, and they worked really well.
Who's sports talk got tonight?
Bubba and Fee?
NFL draft talk? No, not whatsoever. Tomorrow's a big draft, and you don't have nothing.
Nothing. I'm tired of hearing about it. It's on every night, every day, every second.
What do we have? What's
a joke is the whole, like, what do they call them? Like the mock draft thing? Oh my God.
What's so bad about it, Jack?
Yeah, none of them know what the hell they're talking about.
But they get paid to look that way.
Think how much Jack's getting paid.
Stay tuned for my mock draft.
Mock draft. Yeah.
All right.
Want to hear it.
Mock draft. Yep.
Joe Namath.
University of Alabama.
Yeah, he's going to get replaced now by the next Jet to win the Super Bowl.
We'll see.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why they bought him.
So. Rocker?
Yes, I'm still here.
Anything else?
I got nothing.
We have to hand this over to Bubba and Fee, who have a really jam-packed
show
tonight. Huge.
Stephen A. Smith calling at what time?
8:02.
Oops.
Yep, we missed him.
Oh, man, I hung up. Called on the Skype line, hung up on him.
Caught him napping.
Stay tuned for Bubba and Fee in Sports Talk.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.